I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
I have an intro on this one.
Okay.
So I get obnoxious for a second.
No, please, okay. Do your thing.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. Oh my God, I missed you guys since the last one. I have an awesome LA Tech talent spotlight for you today. Layla, thank you for spending time with the We Are LA Tech podcast. So Layla has an extraordinary history in the tech space in LA.
I paid her to say that.
Yeah, she totally did. It's like $1 million. I'm really, really stoked for her to share her story. In her former life, she ran community building for both Eventbrite LA and Lyft LA, and I thought it would be such a valuable experience for you guys to be exposed to her insights and her story. Welcome, Layla.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Hey, guys.
So go ahead, introduce yourself, and tell us a little bit about your history with both those companies.
Yeah, so my name is Layla Najafi, and I've been working at tech companies since 2011. Started off as the LA marketing manager at Eventbrite in 2011. Did that for about 4.5 years. And then in August of last year, I started working for Lyft as their LA marketing manager and helped build the market when they first launched LA, an LA office, and just left Lyft in August to go off onto my own world.
One thing you actually may not know is, so I launched the We Are LA Tech video series in 2012, and we interviewed Lyft when they first came. And I was like, did we meet then?
Like, probably not.
Because, just missed each other. Yeah.
They just, while they did operate in LA, they just opened LA offices, I believe July of last year.
Got it. Yeah. So tell me, some people may not know, most of you I know probably do, but for those of you who don't, what is Eventbrite and what is Lyft?
So Eventbrite is an online ticketing site where you can go discover events, but also host events. It's a ticketing platform for event organizers. Lyft is an on-demand transportation app where with a click of a button, you can request a car.
And are you from LA?
From LA, yes.
Wow, where in LA?
Well, currently I live in Westwood. I grew up in the Valley, though.
No way. I grew up in Westwood.
Oh, I stayed in Westwood ever since UCLA and just never left.
That's awesome. And so, okay, the reason why I wanted to have Layla on the We Are LA Tech podcast, I know it's a little bit unique, but so many of you ask me all the time, how do I market my startup? How do I effectively network with people? How do I meet with investors? How do I meet others? Like, how do I build community? I mean, just last week, someone said, I want to build a product, but I want to build a community around it so that I could have an easier way to sell my product when my product's ready. So we're going to dive deep into that. And that's what I hope the takeaway is from having Layla on the show today. So Layla, your specialty with the tech companies you worked with has been community building, marketing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your particular passion has been meeting great people. That's mm-hmm. what you love.
Yeah.
Tell me more about your passion.
Yeah, I mean, I am a social butterfly. I need to always be meeting new people from all backgrounds, all walks of life. And so luckily in my role at Eventbrite, it was basically just that. It was going to events and building communities in different industries. So I think, that sort of fueled my passion for people and building community.
And what would you recommend? I mean, we have 1 billion networking events that happen in LA. I know because I'm adding them all to the We Are LA Tech calendar for you guys. They're insane. So what would you recommend are some good tips to meet people to feel like it's a more intimate environment when going to a really crowded space?
Yeah. So one little, insider tip when I go to networking events, I always like to do my due diligence beforehand. So I will, if there's a way to sort of look at the guest list, if it's public, look at previous guest lists or just kind of get an idea of who will be attending. I try to engage with them pre-event, so maybe following them on Twitter, but having an idea of who I'd like to meet at that event beforehand. So I have a game plan before I walk into an event. And then, of course, engaging during the event, whether it's in person or on social media, connecting with them somehow and making sure that you exchange information or, that's sort of my game plan is just, yeah.
Is there a particular social tool you recommend to find out more about a person when you're just seeing their name on a list, or do you just put their name in Google?
Google.
Yeah, Google.
Google.com.
And Lynn, if you reached out, I've done that before. Like, I'm a member of Founders Card. I don't know if you're familiar. And when there is a Founders Card event, we have a list of everybody attending. And when I have time, I don't do it as much as I used to, but I'll reach out and say hello. So then when I come to the event, it's easier to have that rapport in person. However, like, what if an event's really huge? Like, how do you find the person in a sea of a ton of people?
I probably go to Twitter. I'll go to Twitter
and say, "Are you here?"
Say, like, hey, you know, I'd love to meet you. And usually, I've started with, you know, a connection, whether it's following them and saying like, "Hey, I look forward to meeting you at, you know, this event." And then if I can't find them, yeah, I'll just pop back on Twitter and say, "Hey, you know, I'd love to meet you in person." And I can't think of a time where someone would not want to, you know, engage in real life. So I would say Twitter is where I turn to.
And one thing you were telling me before we jumped on the show was you think experiences for a brand are really important for them to be able to create an experience to give their customer or potential customers a further emotional connection with their brand. What does that word experience mean to you?
I think it can go in so many different ways. I think an experience is building a touch point with your end user. So it could be an event. It could be, you know, anything offline where the brand has created that touch point offline. So it could be an event. It could be a campaign that really resonates with them. It could be you know, maybe it's, I don't know, they're giving away free product on this day or whatever it might be. But it's, you know, those are all, I think, emotional touch points that create a connection to the brand and leave an impressionable experience for the customer or end user.
Do you remember the Tony Hawk, like, treasure hunt thing around the city where he hid something in various places?
I believe I do. I mean, those are the kinds of things that I think leave an impression with people that they won't forget, and it makes them feel connected to Tony Hawk.
Right.
So I think those are the things that really are unique and can leave a really big impact.
And what are some of the most memorable events that you attended? I mean, you've been to so many. Are there just maybe one or two that really stood out? And what about those, that one or two? Why is it that those are the ones you remember? Was it their atmosphere? Was it the people that that you met there? Was it where they were, like the venue that they were held at? What about it really stuck with you?
Well, I mean, I've gone to so many events since my Eventbrite days. So I would say, I mean, I'll just speak about one that I just went to last week. Buick did a dinner at the Lombardi House in Los Angeles, and it was just the most gorgeous setting I've ever seen. We had a wonderful three-course dinner, and they also created little activations throughout the space where you can create your own perfume, and they had a live band playing, and they just did such a wonderful job. And I think overall, I think the events that do really well are the ones that engage with their audience and their guests and create those personal moments where it's, you know, you can, of course, like photo booth pictures are fun, but really those little activations where you can create something that you can walk away with, or, you know, I think those are the things that, you know, people walk away with and, you know, will never forget.
I know a lot of people love the Bosco booth, the Bosco photo booth. I don't know. I think the Bosco photo booth, it's like it's at events. And I know Bailey, who used to work with General Assembly, would rave about the Bosco booth. But I think the Bosco booth somehow wired their cameras so you just never look bad. So,
well, I mean, photo booths are great, and I think people will always love them. But they're also like, it's been done.
Yeah.
Like, you got to think outside the box. Like,
100%.
So.
No, 100%. And have there been any LA tech companies or talent that you've come across that have really impressed you?
I mean, I would probably say Brian from Buddy Truck. I saw him speak at an event, and he's just so incredibly well-spoken, and given that he's so young and just so driven, so passionate about what he does, I mean, he's really – it's so impressive what he's built. So, I mean, I'd say Brian.
And what does Buddy Truck do?
So Buddy Truck is you can basically request a truck – I believe it's on demand, where if you needed to move or you needed to just, you know, move furniture, whatever it might be, you can request a truck and it'll be at your door.
Yeah. And lucky for you guys, we've had Brian on the We Are LA Tech podcast. And so you'll be able to hear his story as well.
He's awesome.
If you haven't already. If you had one ask of the community, I mean, we have thousands of people listening, so the ask could be anything. What would that ask be? Something to accelerate your growth forward.
My growth?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It could be the most selfish thing ever, because it is not selfish in this moment.
I would say just reach out and say hello.
I mean, is it something I know you're pursuing hosting?
I am pursuing hosting. I mean, my end goal is I would love to be a host for a digital publication. So if anyone is in that world, please feel free to reach out to me at Layla's List. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I just love meeting new people from all around the world. So I would say just say hello. I would love to see, you know, what part of the world you're from and what you do in tech, and how we can potentially work together. Yeah, I mean, just really saying hi.
And can you spell out Layla's List?
Yeah, it's LEILASLIST. And that's the same for Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever other social channel there will be.
And for those people who would prefer stick with email, what's the best email to connect with you?
It's Layla, LEILAS, like Sam, and then my last name, NAJAFI @gmail.com. So it's Layla S. Najafi @gmail.
Perfect. Layla, thank you so much for being on the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Thank you for having me.
100%. I was so excited to expose, you know, her story for you guys, because, I mean, it's hard to build a brand. It's really, really hard. It's hard to form those great relationships with the right people. And so to have someone with her experience in here is just such a treat. If you want to connect further with more awesome people in the LA Tech community, definitely check out wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. It's a community of over 800 people in the private chat looking to support one another in the most collaborative way. It's so exciting. Programming questions, finding a co-founder, what events are best to go to, everything, it's in there. And as I mentioned earlier, on the wearelatech.com/app is the mobile app where you can see all the events going on in the community. You guys, you know how to connect with me at Esprit Devora or at We Are LA Tech. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.